Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Amen.
The second reading is from Isaiah chapter 30, and I'm reading from verses 15 to 21. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you will have none of it. You said, no, we will flee on horses, therefore you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses, therefore your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of five, you will all flee away, till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountain top. Like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice, and blessed are all who wait for him. People of Zion, who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, your teachers will be hidden no more. With your own eyes you will see them. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Thank you. Excellent.
Massive releases of finance and the release of things that God wanted to release. key verse that I've lived with for 30 years plus in ministry is Romans 10:17. So consequently, faith comes from hearing. Faith to believe the salvation comes from hearing. Hearing about Christ. Hearing the word of God. Hearing calling us to turn to repent and come follow me. But faith to move the mountains, ongoing, living faith day by day, needs to come from hearing the word of Christ. If you don't underline another verse in your Bible, underline that verse. I said last week, learning to be still, learning to listen, and learning to inquire in our prayers. Remember, to ask questions of God and then wait for the answers rather than get bombarded heaven with what I think and what I want. Causes actually when we learn those disciplines. It causes faith and hope. And more than that, peace. Well, the things I'd like to share with you about that I can't. But I wasn't so long ago with somebody who was clearly hearing God amidst the mountain and told me that there was spirit. That's another story for another time. You see, it's a good habit, brothers and sisters. It's a good habit that many of us have never learned, but that's why the disciples said to Jesus. Jesus spent hours on mountains talking to his father, and he went off and he prayed. So the disciples said, "Lord, teach us to do that, but teach us to pray. Not just rhetorical, but not just prayers that are asking you to pray, but a whole gamut of prayer. And being still and listening is a great spiritual habit. Choosing to be few in words. Few in words. I earn my living for being having lots of words. And many of us do, and we use lots of words. But actually, that be still and know that I'm God's own. If we choose to have less words with God, I think we will see more power. And I want to say that is very kindly, and I alluded to last week as well. Those of us that love to use this, and the thing I've done this morning, we love putting in lots of words. But actually God's heart, God's will isn't changed by the multitude of my words. But by the faith of those words. So, if I can encourage us to learn the discipline of less words when we pray, less words when we put stuff on here, particularly in relationship to prayer and things. You know, God knows I've got a shortcut. Actually, do I need everybody to pray for my shortcut? I don't know. But sometimes just being still is important. Because I think sometimes I think I showed you a portrait of a guy who wanted to learn to dive. Not here, but in the Caribbean where you could see it. And he went on a diving course and he learned to dive. And he went down and he was amazed at the little fish swimming around and all the rest of it. And when he came up to the surface, they said, "Did you see it? Did you see it?" And he said, "What? Did you see the whale? It's the whale of wreckage." He missed it because he was involved in the minute down at the bottom, rather than seeing the magnificent big thing above him. And sometimes because there are lots of movies, we miss the big and what God's trying to say. So if we choose, what a good habit, Brian, for you to learn. Learn. Let's learn. An old man called Andrew Murray, who was from a generation of many years ago, says, choosing to wait on the Lord instead of our words means that we turn our whole heart towards Him. We turn it away from flattered mind. That in my mind is your picture. It's yours. It would not be alright, you know. I can't hear an amen here so easily. afternoon of the hour, which is today. And they are the most moving times of our lives. So let's not lose that. Silent prayer, you see, and silent worship, brothers and sisters. Shouldn't this be viewed if we think, well, wherever time of silence now, we will pray. No, it's part of it. Wherever time of silence before we worship, now it's part of our worship. In fact, it should never be viewed as just prelude to prayer or worship. A time of silence is about altogether the sound of our it's a higher order of adoration and fellowship with God. Sometimes it is something, something. It's incredible. And great blessing will come as we learn, I believe, stage by stage, in this cluttered, busy, 24-hour media bombardiness world, to be still and to rest. Be still. And I do this sometimes because I haven't. And three quick things that come as we choose to be still, to come into God's presence in stillness and quietness. That's not so bad to sing, by the way. I'm not saying that. We're not going to become Quakers or anything, but we can sit every now and now and confess problems. But we're here not to appear. We feel God's heart and His will. So much fear. We feel a sense of security. We have a new depth of appreciation and our age that will start to grow. If it will plateau down to still so much more. And we will discover, as I've discovered, and you, I'm sure, have discovered as well, in that quietness, in that silence, that God is so much bigger than the world. Than my words in the world. You see, Isaiah 30:15, repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. In quietness and trust is your strength. I've seen so many things to God that can have that quietness. It gives them strength beyond you can't be geared up in a charismatic chemical for me. It's just something special. It is true, however, and it'd be fair to say, that sometimes waiting like that you go is uncomfortable. And it can give you a sense of influence that I feel I can be nothing. And that's good place to be sometimes. I can't do anything. I can't change the world. I can't change your life. You can't, but God can. Give us a sit down look. All my efforts come to nothing. My planning, my words, except those that come from them. And you see, prayer to faith doesn't give you what God wanted us to pray. But when we hear, we know we can find comfort in that answer. Waiting says actually is to add trust and then rest in you alone. In you alone. We're going to stop for a minute. And some silly song that we had that you were with us last Sunday, we had this gifted boy, blind, singing this lovely song, Open the Eyes, Michael. May that be my prayer for you and me, as all those in the fair mind. We don't say, well, open the eyes, and now we're discussing what we know. We're about to start music in the prayer, and I pray that some of this discipline will be part of that. It's only part of it. So let's stand together, I shan't stand, I'll get on the sit, that you're up to, and let's finish like this. So thank you. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
They covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they were... and of the church's room, and of the temple. But such a woman, the king is not horrified. The whole world seems to be upside down.
Yep.
Do not be dismayed.